I'm recording this statement on, what is today? The 2nd of May, 2024. This is the day that a pro-Palestinian liberation encampment is going to be erected on campus. I'm writing this statement, or I'm speaking this statement, to kind of chronicle the things that are happening behind the scenes that I hope are not lost to history. First and foremost, there's a concerted effort by at least one parent to link this teach-in with a student group called CC Students for Justice in Palestine. This is false. None of the people who have been organizing around Palestine for the most part this year are a part of the organization of this encampment. The parent is trying to use previous posts to link us to this and saying that regardless or not, if we're openly saying that we're part of it, that we are a part of it behind the scenes. This is false. The second thing I want to record is that there is not uniformity amongst people who support Palestine on campus in terms of this teaching. Initially, the idea was to capitalize on the fact that CC kids like to camp, and you know that this is an activity that they do often and they have the gear for it. I think we've strayed too far away from the intended goal of an encampment, which is divestment. And I think that many of the people who are involved are not maybe aware of the not so great aspects of jail. I think this is for a myriad of reasons, but I think it's largely because they don't have family and friends that have interfaced with the criminal justice system in the same way that other students have. I will say, in addition to that, I think it's commendable what they're doing. And I wish them luck, and I, as an individual, will attempt to, in covert ways, such as leaving food in the chapel, provide support whenever necessary. They have also been told by the institution, I'm not exactly sure who, but the institution has said that they will not call the police. Nobody believes that. That is, truthfully, I don't know, the institution has lied so many times up until this point about what they will and won't do. So for them to say that they're not going to call the police holds no weight for the majority of protesters and people involved. More about the logistics, from what I know, there are some people who are deeming themselves arrestable, and there are some folks who are deeming themselves not arrestable. The non-arrestable folks will comply with law enforcement, but not campus security. They have made, as a group, the decision to not provide their CCIDs or gold cards to campus safety. That is a choice that many of us understand, but it doesn't matter, because the charge that you get for not showing your CCID is non-compliance, and if you give your CCID and choose not to leave, then you're still not complying. Yeah, that is the bulk of what I wanted to record, but I think that this hopefully is successful, and the goal for this encampment is for it to last through commencement, and for parents to see it when they come for graduation.